The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us as often as he can. This is called Flu 2, and I'm curious, is it Flu T-O-O? Is it Flu T-U? As in et tu, or is it flu T-W-O?
Hi, Frank. I think it's flu tutu.
Oh, as in Desmond. Okay. Or flu tutu.
Yeah. Before I launch into flu tutu, and I'll tell you what I'll be doing at that point. I've got some good news, Jill, and I know listeners have been following, you know, how I've done in my clinical trial, and I went down to Philadelphia where I'm being treated at the Perelman Center at the University of Pennsylvania. I had a head to toe PET scan, make me radioactive and see if my tumors light up with cancer. And guess what? They were all dark. I have no cancer. I'm in complete remission. I'm one of the stars of the trial, they tell me. I think there are only about three of us out of the 20 that have had this kind of a durable response. So I'm at the six-month point, and I'm in complete remission. I'm happy as can be.
And you just have no idea how happy that makes, I think, a number of people. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's amazing, yeah. 6 months. And, you know, looking back even a year ago, you were still, you hadn't, the trial wasn't even a glimmer. And you were just about to have, I believe, an unsuccessful, it wasn't known at the time, but you were having stem cell. And,
right, stem cell transfer. Which turned out to be, Wenzel came out of the stem cell transplant with three new tumors.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say it didn't exactly work according to plan.
It didn't go the right way.
We got the trial and we got great news. Now, look.
But just before you do that, because then we'll definitely do flu too. And it's just something that everyone should be aware of is that you are three, there were 20 people and it really, really worked for three. So that's
something real durable. Half the people can't tolerate the medicine. And then out of the 10 that can, not all of them, have raging fevers as I did. That is evidence that the reprogrammed T cells in my body are actually attacking the cancer and causing all kinds of mayhem. But you run fevers. A lot of people don't run fevers, and therefore that's an indication that it really didn't take hold. I ran raging fevers.
Yes.
So Yeah, I got a reward for those fevers.
We have the audio evidence to prove it.
We do.
All right.
We do.
Now
to
the flu.
On to flu. All right, here's what I'm going to do. This is a really bad flu season, if you guys don't already know it. And I'm really talking to the listeners now. This is the worst flu season since the bird flu. I remember all the scare and all the people who died in that bird flu. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to nag you. Then I'm going to try my best to scare you into getting a shot or going to a loved one who has not gotten a shot and convincing them. And then I'm with the help of the Harvard Medical School, I'm going to try to bat down every last objection that people have to not getting a shot. So first of all, the nag. It's not, you've heard this before, it's not too late. It's not too late. There will be flu cases, especially in the northwest corner where it's cold. Flu loves cold. There'll be cases well into May. So get the shot today, because it takes 2 weeks normally for the flu for this vaccine to kick in. So you're really not protected for 2 weeks. So don't hesitate any longer. Nag, go get the shot today. Now I'm going to scare you into doing it. One person out of 10 in this country is going to get the flu this season. One out of 10. Look around. One out of 10. And the cases are exploding locally. It was a little slow at the beginning, but I made some phone calls. Flu is rampant in the northwest corner now. I talked to John Schneider. He's the pharmacist over at Sharon Pharmacy. He's selling three or four Tamiflu remedies for the flu a day. Now, last year he sold only maybe two a week. Now he's selling 3 or 4 a day. Now, that's a decent remedy, but it only works within the first 48 hours of getting the flu. So people, I have to say, the people who are going into his store are feeling a little cough or a fever, and they're running to their doctors and getting prescriptions for Tamiflu. If you have a hacking dry cough or you're running a fever, get to your doctor immediately. The Tamiflu is going to cost you maybe up to $125-$150 with no insurance. But if you have half decent insurance, it'll probably cost you only about $20 to $40. Again, if you've got those symptoms, don't delay. Get to your doctor. Get some Tamiflu. I talked to Marty Studer over at the Sharon Hospital. She says patients are streaming in now. In December, they only had 8 cases. In January, they have 81. And in February, just the first 2 weeks now, they've already have 46 cases. 6 people have been admitted, and there is one person in the ICU. So you know it got serious. And Marty said, and this was flat out, she said, "You're crazy if you don't get a shot." Okay, she wasn't being coy. You're crazy if you don't get a shot. And I have to say, even that's an understatement, because I compared some of these stats. You know, we're talking a lot about gun violence because of the shooting down at the Florida schools, 17 dead. That's a tragedy. Beyond that, gun violence is going to take the lives of 30,000 people in this country this year. That's a national shame. And how about auto accidents? I mean, each year, about 40,000 people die in auto accidents. The latest deal is, you know, drivers texting while they're driving. I had a young woman was doing that, texting while driving. She made a right-hand turn across 3 lanes and slammed into my Audi and totaled it. Okay, now, I really feel bad about my Audi, and I feel bad about her texting, but that could have been a baby carriage. She wasn't looking at where she was going. That could have been 2 toddlers and a nanny. She was not looking where she was going. That's a tragedy.
And just to be aware, you know, if you are in a car and you look, most people have a gooseneck. They're looking down, texting or watching something. It's pretty, that could stop soon, too. I want to interrupt, though, about the flu, statistically speaking. And this we covered somewhat in your last show, but I think that it might be a really good moment to just mention, it's like, all right, so you've got someone with the flu, and there are certain things. You do need to wash your hands. You do need, you know, there's stuff that you should do.
Right. I'm absolutely going to get to that.
All right.
But let me just compare. We got 30,000, right? 30,000 for gun violence, and everybody's really upset about that. You got 40,000 automobile accidents, and now we've got texting on top of it. Guess what? The flu will kill 56,000 this year. 56,000. Imagine Yankee Stadium World Series Game 7, full of people. Every one of them dies. 56,000 people. The usher comes up to him and says, "I'm sorry. I know it's only the 6th inning, but you have to exit. You no longer live." And that's because of the flu. And among the people who die, you've got more than 100 children. We had last week, 4 young children in New York City died all in the last 2 weeks. That's compared to all the 6 people who died all last season. I mean, this is serious. And 75% of those children had not been vaccinated, had not. Because, you know, everybody says, the vaccine isn't very good this year. It's only effective up 25%, blah, blah, blah. The fact is the vaccine is 50% effective among children. That's from 6 months to 9 years old, 50% effective. So half of those kids could have been saved if they'd just gotten the shot. So look, with lives at stake, I'm going to challenge listeners for you to take responsibility. If you're a teacher, talk to your students. You can do it quietly. You can take them aside and just say, "Hey, have you gotten your shot?" You know, and then have the nurse follow up with the ones who didn't get the shot. Again, it doesn't have to be a big deal in the classroom. Just take them aside. You got plenty of time to do that during a week at school. You know what Mayor LaGuardia did? That back in the 30s, he lost his wife and his daughter to TB, okay? And he passed a law in the city, no vaccination, no against TB, no school. And maybe we need to adopt that idea today, you know, no vaccination against the flu, no school for you. You know, we protect a lot of families. And I'm not just singling out teachers. You're a manager, you're a boss where you work. Talk to your workers. Again, take them aside quietly. Hey, you know, for the good of everybody around you and your family. You're a pastor or a deacon at the church. You got time to talk to your followers. You shake hands on the way in, you shake hands on the way out. You know, I was in Philadelphia's Perelman Center, obviously, to get the, you know, this PET scan last week. And everybody there, it's mandatory. All the workers must get their shot. I get a worker. I'm not going to bust her. It is a her, but I'm not going to bust her and tell you exactly what her job was. But there she is, and we got to chatting about the flu. And she said, I don't get the flu shot. I never get the flu shot. And I said, why not? And she said, I don't believe in the flu shot. And I said, no, wait a second. You're a nurse, and you don't believe the CDC statistics about how many people get sick and how many people die? And she said, quote, unquote, they're making it up. All right, now, meanwhile, she's breathing on me within 3 feet. She's touching me. She could be giving me the flu potentially. And about a half hour later, I'm in to see my doctor, Ed Stottemeyer. And he comes in wearing a mask, right? He caught the flu at the hospital, I think from a patient, and he's determined not to spread it. Okay, he's a great doctor. He's a great person. He's a great citizen. We all should have that attitude.
And do the masks work? And sadly, we've got 2.5 minutes left, so just bear that in mind. Are the masks helpful?
I've warned you that the masks that you buy, the normal masks that you can buy in a store or in a drugstore probably will not help you double up or something like that. This was a hospital mask. They're sturdy and they can work. You can get a hospital mask, but if you're going to wear a mask, wear a sturdy one or double up on what you would buy in a drugstore.
Okay.
So let's see how many we can deal with here for the reasons for not getting the flu. Again, help from Harvard Medical School to knock these down. I can catch the flu from the vaccine. No, you can't. No, you can't. If you get sick after getting the flu, it's because you already were carrying the virus. Plus, it helps reduce, as we pointed out, the chance of getting the flu among the elderly and kids by 50%. And people don't know this one, Jill. If you get the vaccine, mass studies have shown that it actually reduces your risk of being hospitalized for heart disease or stroke by 20%. That's just a side benefit.
That's a bonus.
It's a bonus. Okay, I got the shot. I got the shot once, and I got the flu anyway. So what?
Okay,
so
right.
What? It's less severe. Less chance you'll land in the hospital, be contagious, fewer days. Oh, I got a shot last year. I don't need it this year. The virus mutates. You need it each year. It doesn't matter what you did last year. You need it this year. And I'll skip over this, but researchers are working on a durable vaccine. They should have it by now. As cynics say, they're making too much money on the flu epidemic as it stands. So you want to be a cynic about Big Pharma, that's an argument. We should have a durable flu, but we don't. Oh, well, here's another excuse. I'm healthy. I don't need it. So what? Anybody can get the flu. It's a virus. Doesn't matter how healthy, how many push-ups you're doing. I'm allergic to eggs. Rules me out completely. Ask your doctor about that. Guess what? There is a flu for people who are allergic to eggs. You can still get vaccinated. And then, of course, it's too late. Nobody has any vaccine left for me. And please don't come up with the excuse, oh, getting the flu is no big deal. It's a real big deal this year. If you have any loved ones who are children, elderly, chronic disease, nieces and nephews, grandparents, anybody like that in your family, get the flu and protect them. Do it for them. Don't even do it for yourself. Do it for them. Here are the danger signs. This is run to the doctor, run to Sharon Hospital. If you're running a high fever, if you've had the flu and you're feeling better and you relapse, that's a sign you may be having pneumonia. Shortness of breath, always a bad one. Run to your doctor. If he won't see you immediately, go to Sharon Hospital. Dr. Mark Marshall, Marty Studer are waiting for you, and they'll take care of you.
Right, and if you're in New York State, I'm sure you have other resources as well. Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. frankwithfrank@gmail.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now. Betcha anything there's a chapter on the flu.